Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on, bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our life. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Thank you.
it tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation. Let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Thank you. 10-digit conference code. Welcome to free conference calling. The conference has not started. If you are the host, please, we will not connect you to your call. You are the first attendee in this conference. Your host has joined. Muted.
Hallelujah. Good evening. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome. So, Midwives Arise Global Prayer Conference. We are on day 4. And we have Minister Jane Audrey Bonner joining the. She's ministering tonight, and we're kind of excited to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking through her this evening. We want to welcome each and every one of you this evening in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. I'm just going to read the scripture, and then I will turn it over to Apostle Boyu, my husband, to do the prayers for Minister Jane and introduction. But let's read the scripture first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, Exodus 1, I'm starting from verse 15, of which the name of one was Shipra and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when you perform the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the stool, if it is a son, then you must kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she may live. However, the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, but kept the male children alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and preserved the male children alive? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew mightily. So it happened that because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the reading of the word of God. I'm going to turn the mic over to Apostle Boyu to pray for Minister Jane Bonner and to introduce her.
The name of Jesus. Tonight is night number 4. And we welcome each and every one of you on the line tonight. We thank you for partaking in this moment of triumphant, which takes place every day as a new child being born, a new midwife coming into focus, and a new family being joined together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So tonight we take this fourth day as a day of joining. Joining together as a family, as the midwives do. They depend on one another. They reference one another. They come in accordance with teaching one another what one knows a little bit more than the other. Hallelujah. So tonight as I pray for the speaker tonight coming on and giving us words of wisdom. We praise God for her tonight. We praise God for all of you who are on and partaking. So, Father God, as we come to the fourth night of the Midwife Arise Conference, We ask you, Lord, to presence over this entire meeting in its full entirety. We ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one of us, that we are conscious of the words tonight being spoken through your servant tonight, O Father God, as she presents the words that you have given her. Father God, we keep in mind Psalm 71:5-6 that says, "For you, O Lord, are our hope, our trust, our Lord from our youth. Upon you we have learned from our birth that it was you who took us from our mother's womb." May our praise be continually of you. Father God, we thank you tonight as we come channeling the faith and trust of midwives, demonstrating all that they do in the name of justice. Lord God, we ask that you accompany all of those who stand in the front lines to emerge life and give witness to new births in your presence, on your behalf, that we give them more and more and more covering, Lord. Like your servant tonight, who is a midwife and who has come to express everything that joins not only the women midwives, but male midwives together in birthing and bringing together families. The responsibility of sharing, the responsibility of fathering, mothering. Thank you, Father, tonight, because tonight will be that night that midwives will continue to arise. So we just thank you, Lord, for all those that are on again and the midwives.
Conference recording started.
We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to welcome Jean Bonner tonight. And as I read her biographic information, Jean is married and is a dynamic teacher and devoted follower of God's word. She works as a registered nurse and has her BA in psychology and her master's as a nurse educator. Jane has had a passion for helping God's children, irrespective of their ages, understand biblical principles from the time she was asked by her pastor to lead the children's ministry at her church she attended in Maryland as a young mother of two children. Jane is a firm believer that God's word has the power to change lives if we are obedient and trust in his promises. As Jane has matured in her spiritual journey, she has come to realize through a personal revelation from God the need to be as a child. Children by nature trust and believe what their parents tell them. If they are told that breakfast will be ready in the morning, they go to sleep without any doubt that breakfast will be on the dining table when they get up. They don't concern themselves with the funds needed to purchase the groceries nor the preparation of the meal. Just as children inherently trust their parents, their earthly parents, God desires Excuse me, 1 minute. I had a computer glitch here. God desires for of his children to have this childlike faith when it comes to our interaction with him. James' writings use practical examples to help children understand the personal relationship built on faith and trust that God desires to have each of them and how they can in turn live a life that is blessed, fulfilling, and purposeful. Luke 18, verse 6 and 17. Reading from the Amplified Bible. But Jesus called them to himself, saying, allow the children to come to me. Kingdom of God belongs to such as thee. Peace. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child, with faith and humility, will not enter it at all. The next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle and then the guest speaker.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to open the line in the name of Jesus. Can you hear me, James?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right, we can turn the line over to you.
Great. Father God, we come before you tonight, O Lord. We come before you as your children, O God. Father God, I stand as your vessel, O Lord, and I ask that you'll use me, O God, because without you, I can do nothing. So, Lord, I pray that the words that will come out of my mouth, oh God, will be your word. And I pray, oh God, that you will touch minds, oh God, to gain understanding and touch ears to hear your truth. So, Lord, have your way this night. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. So the title of the day, the message is Pregnant with Purpose. We are all pregnant with purpose. From the time God breathed into Adam, his purpose for all of us was done at that time. He's not creating anymore. He's just producing after what he created first. So each person that comes out of Adam and Eve comes with purpose. And the apostle has read Exodus 1:15-17. I won't read it again, but that's two verses in Exodus 1:20. And it talks about the midwife, right, that the king sent to kill the boy. If there was a boy being born, the boy should be killed. If there's a girl, spare her. But the midwife, because they fear God, did not do so. And I want to say we all are midwives at a certain time in our lives. We all are pregnant, and we all can be midwives, one to another. One may help me birth my purpose, and I must do the same thing next. So it's a chain reaction that we do. So we're either a mom, a midwife, or we are bringing forth. But we all were created with purpose. Purpose is not necessarily your 9-to-5. Maybe some people may be living their calling, but there's a specific purpose that God has created us to do on this earth. Now, if you're a midwife, you are helping that mother, that person, let's talk of a spiritual being, to bring forth that child. You're monitoring their progress. You're monitoring their labor. You are assessing their progress, and if there's any complication, you manage it as a midwife. If there's any pain in bringing, you manage the pain until you deliver the purpose. So that's one position we take if we're a midwife. But yet, when you are the one who's bringing forth your purpose, your calling, what God has created you for. And I'll read Ephesians 2:10 to say, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, Yeshua, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works which God prepared us for. So your purpose is already set in you. And he's created us. We are his workmanship, right? Spiritually transformed when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. And he prepared us to bring forth what he has put into us. So it says here, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. So, you know, sometimes we say, oh, I'm looking for my purpose. I'm not sure where my purpose is. But your purpose is already in you. And in order to know what your purpose is, you got to be in touch, connected to the Holy Spirit, to God, who is the one that created. You see, the teapot knows what it's for. The teapot knows I'm here to boil water. The pot knows I'm here to cook. The spoon knows that I'm here for someone to use me to eat, right? And the maker of the teapot and the maker of the pot and the maker of the spoon made those things to perform a specific job. So now if man can do that, right, a woman can do that. When I say man, I mean both sex, right? How much more the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything and every person that is in it, right? If we with our small minds know how to create a teapot, that the teapot knows what it's supposed to do and the spoon knows what it's supposed to do and the chair knows what it's supposed to do, how much more God who put life into us, right? How much more is your purpose? How much more, how much difficult can that be for him to create your purpose in you that is already in you? It's already prearranged. It's already ready. But in order for you to find it, because like we say sometimes, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm looking for my purpose. You must find God. You must be connected to the person who manufactured you. You must be connected to the person who created you. Because his light, as the verse says, his light will light your path. His word will light. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that path is what will take you to your destination, which will be fulfilling your purpose on this earth. You know, the people say a lot of times that the grave is full of purpose that were never even completed because we were working in someone else's lane and not our own. But God has created each and every one of us to stay in our lane, to function in our lane, right, and to perform all of which he has put into us to do. So if you're a midwife, you are helping someone deliver their purpose. If you're the person that is delivering the purpose, right, you're being coached, you're being prayed for, you're being encouraged by the midwife to bring forth that which God has put into you. John 16:21 says, a woman, when she is in labor, has pain because her time to give birth has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of her joy that a child has come into the world. Now let's put that where that child is, because your purpose is your child. We carry it, right? Some people carry their purpose for more than 9 months. Some people carry their purpose and miscarry their purpose, right? Because maybe they're jumping into it too fast and they're not prepared or ready for that birth. But when you're in labor, when you're carrying your purpose, right, you feel sometimes a little bit of pain. You feel sometimes a little bit discouraged. You feel sometimes that, maybe I'm not able to push this purpose through, to push this baby through. But he said there will be pain as you're carrying your purpose, as you're pregnant with your purpose. When it comes to labor, you will feel pain. He said, but when your purpose is birthed, right? When your purpose is birthed, you remember the pain and the anguish no more, because why? The joy of fulfilling the purpose for which he has put in you would have come to pass. So sometimes we struggle because we have not delivered, and we don't even know. We're still trying to guess and figure out what it is, right? But it's not rocket science, because your purpose is actually natural to you. But sometimes we want to work and do things in someone else's lane, so we struggle in bringing forth what that purpose is. So the going through your labor, when you have to birth the purpose that God has put into you, sometimes it can be a little bit painful. Sometimes you think you can't take the pain. Sometimes you're discouraged because you think it's not coming. But as faithful as God is, and as he has promised and said in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument, meaning you're chosen to fulfill the purpose for which he has called you to fill. He's already approved you as his instrument to bring forth what your purpose is. Your purpose to be ministering, your purpose to be an apostle, your purpose to be a singer who worships God. Your purpose must fall in line with his word. Your purpose can be an encourager. Your purpose can be a comforter, right? However your purpose is, it will fall in line, right, with the fruits of God, right? So he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. Before you were born, your purpose was already waiting for you to fulfill it. Before you were born and before I was born, right, we were all consecrated to himself. And he approved of us. And sometimes we're worried that maybe a man doesn't approve of us, or the parents does not approve of us, or maybe the husband or the wife does not approve of us, right? But he said he has already approved of the purpose that is in you that you're pregnant with. We all are pregnant with our purpose, going through labor to deliver that purpose. We cannot leave this earth without birthing the purpose for which God has put into us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, give you a future and a hope. You see, when you're walking in your purpose, you have peace. Because you know no matter what, you're fulfilling what God has called you to fulfill. When you're walking in your purpose, there's no disaster, because he didn't plan it for any disaster. When you're walking in your purpose, it gives you hope for the future. So the purpose of God, right, when you get that peace, and when everybody else around you does not understand why you're doing what you're doing, but God who has put it in you, and you have that peace that passes all understanding, knowing that you are fulfilling God's purpose for your life, not man's purpose for your life, but God's purpose for your life, you will have the peace that passes all understanding. Why? Because when you are in agreement with God, when you are walking his walk that he's called you to walk, and you're walking in your lane, he gives you the peace to continue. He gives you the strength to push through. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that even if it may be night, that morning will come, and that morning will bring you peace. The morning will bring you fulfillment, and the morning will bring you joy. Psalm 57:2 says, I will cry to God Most High, who accomplished all things on my behalf, for he completes my purpose in his plan. We cry unto God. If you, for some reason, not sure what your purpose is, he said, cry unto me, and I will answer. Cry unto the Most High. Cry on. I give you life. I created you. I manufactured you, if I can say that word, right? Call unto me. I know what your purpose is. I know what you're supposed to fulfill. Call and cry. The writer said, I will cry to God Most High, who accomplishes all things on my behalf, for he completes my purpose in his plan. So our purposes are in the plan of God. Each and every one of us may have a difference, but we're all walking it through to all the plan that God has for all of his children on this earth. Proverbs 11:14 said, where there is no wise, intelligent guidance, the people fall and go off course like a ship without a helm. And I say, without a midwife, without a midwife encouraging you, without a midwife praying for you, without a midwife maybe taking a wet towel and wiping it on your forehead to encourage you to continue, to encourage you to push and push and push until you bring forth the purpose for which he has implanted in you. Without a midwife, you may not bring forth. Because we all need a midwife to bring forth. You see, the king said, go and kill all the boys. The devil is saying, make sure that purpose doesn't come to pass. Abort the purpose. Make sure you're there to even distract a midwife that may come to distract you, that midwife that may come to abort you, they're sent to do that, right? But you see, these midwives, if you're a midwife of God, you will make sure that that boy, that purpose, that gift, that dream will come to pass because you'll be working in unity with God. You see, the midwives, they were Egyptian, but they made sure and they understood God and they feared God. And they knew that, no, we can play with this God and his children. Because the purpose is not, the boy is not the person who's having the boy. The boy is being fulfilled. The purpose is being fulfilled because of God in you. So in order to stop a purpose or in order to stop a boy from being born, right, that means you're trying to stop God. Because the purpose, you didn't put it in yourself. God put the purpose in you. So those midwives knew, right, that if they attempted to abort, attempted to stop the purpose of God, they were going to feel the vengeance and the hands of wrath upon their lives. So therefore, their fear was rightfully so, and therefore they decided, no, we are not going to kill these boys. And if you find a midwife that is of God, encourage you to push and push and push and push until your purpose is birthed. But a midwife that comes to discourage you, a midwife that's come to tell you, no, this is not what God wants you to do. You can do something else. Don't pay attention to that. That won't take care of you. That won't pay your bills. I mean, there'll be all kinds of things. You will know the midwife that is from God and the midwife that is not from God. You will know the voice of God, because the voice of God coming through a midwife will make sure you're encouraged, will make sure they pray for you, will make sure that you will push that baby, that purpose that with which you are pregnant with, through. God didn't send any one of us here without a plan. All the plans for you, me, and everyone else. The ones that were before, the ones that are here, and the ones that are to come. He didn't make any error. He didn't leave anyone out. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And he has put each person with their purpose. The enemy will distract us. The enemy will take us all year and there away from the purpose. But the midwife that is sent by God will redirect you, will encourage you. When there's pain, they will help you manage the pain. They will pray for you until you bring forth. And after you've brought forth, then you become the midwife to help someone else bring forth that which God has put into them. And I can only pray that each and every one of us, including myself, will fulfill every detail of the purpose for which we were given life, according to the plans of God, not ours, not the world, but according to what God has called you to do, according to what God has put in you to fulfill. Because he's awaiting for all of us to fulfill our purpose. Because it is all connected. Me fulfilling my purpose, Apostle Marco fulfilling her purpose, right? You fulfilling your purpose is all connected. If we all follow the manufacturer book, which is the Bible, you read the Bible, you will find your way because his word will lead you in the path for which you should go. You will hear his voice and you will understand his voice. You said, my sheep knows my voice. When you stay in the word and you pray in the word, you will hear clearly what his voice is, what his direction is to take you to fulfilling the purpose that he's called for you. So I only say, be encouraged, continue to study his word, continue to believe in him, continue to trust in him. Because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, a divine purpose, right? And the evidence of things not seen. You may not see your purpose now in you ready to be birthed. He said the conviction of their reality. There is a reality to your purpose. It will happen. It will come to pass. You see, you may not feel it. You may not sense it, right? But when you bring forth that baby and that baby comes out and you see the baby, you see the joy on the mother's face because all that pain, all the struggle goes away when the purpose is birthed. And we can only push through by faith. Only through by faith. When a mother is pushing through her baby, she doesn't know what that baby looks like. She doesn't know the baby has 10 fingers. She doesn't know if the baby has 10 toes, but she's pushing through, believing that she's seeing a healthy baby, a baby that will bring joy to her, and she's pushing by faith. So when you push, and you push, and you push, don't stop. You keep pushing. Don't listen to the voices that tell you not to. Don't listen to the voices that tell you to give up. Don't listen to the voices that tell you to turn back. You keep pushing, and if you push long enough, you will bring forth the purpose that God has put into you with the assistance of your midwife. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that, Lord, your word will be fulfilled in us and our purposes will be fulfilled in us. We thank you, God, like your word never, ever returns unto you, boy. May we never return unto you void, but return unto you with fulfilled purposes. We ask your God to continue to guide us, to continue to strengthen us. And God, put us on the path where our midwives are that will bring forth. And then we will also take the place as a midwife to help another bring forth. We thank you, bless you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But stay on. I want to open the line. If anyone wants to say something, if you're on the radio, press 1 on your keypad. If you're on the prayer line, the line is unmuted.
Conference unmuted.
And you can go ahead.
Praise God.
Amen.
I just want to bless God this evening for the woman of God for the message. And so inspiring. I just want to bless her that God continue to give her more grace, more wisdom as she come to teach us. As we are blessed with this message, and I want to tell her thank you. May God continue to bless her. It was very rewarding. May God continue to bless the woman of God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? The line is open. If you want to say something, press 1 if you're on the radio, and then the line is open if you're on the phone line.
Amen. This is Mother May.
Amen.
I want to bless God for such an awesome teaching. Very, very impactful, very educational.
Amen.
Gained a lot from her teaching tonight, and I just want to bless God.
Amen.
For her life, may the Lord continue to increase her more and more. Wonderful teaching, wonderful teaching. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother May. Anyone else? Okay, I have one other person. The radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. Woman of God, what an awesome anointed teaching. Push to your purpose. Awesome word. We praise God for you. And we thank God for how he mightily used you tonight. And we give him all honor. And may he restore and revive and refresh all that you have emptied out. Midwives, do arise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, is there anyone else?
Conference muted.
Hallelujah. Wow, it was a great word tonight. And then when you start putting these together, from the first day to this day, you see that it's coming into you. There's an impartation of every word that is being spoken throughout this conference. Of course, we have 5 more days to go. So pay attention. And the recordings are here. I'm going to post them, or if you want me to send them to your email, you can email me at iamprayers@gmail.com. But everything is recorded. Or you can go on the radio and you can listen to it as many times as you want, whichever way you want. But it's good to, because God is speaking to each and every one of us. Maybe from this word you will have this and the next one, but he's speaking personally into each and every one of our lives. So we just bless God. We appreciate you, Jane, and we just thank you. Thank you, woman of God. You really broke some stuff down, had me thinking of some things as you are ministering. Hallelujah. So we bless God. We appreciate you. We love you. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. I'm going to turn the line over to Apostle for you so he can do the closing for us.
The Lord. On a personal note, Jane Bonner, Alexander Bono, your dad, right? Was your dad?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I used to come to the house when Uncle Eric was alive, and I used to see 3 little girls.
This is one of the three little girls.
Wow. I know Uncle Elliot would be so proud. My God. Yes.
I was very close to my Aunt Betty.
Yeah, she would bring us out there. We'll come out to the house. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know touching bases now would not just be the first and last time. My wife just told me about you being on the Facebook Live. So I'm going to be one of those that will be coming on to watch and listen and, you know, share. So it's so wonderful. And from your teaching tonight, I mean, that's just, you took it to another aspect, another level. And you presented that so well because, you know, when the whole thing is captured, you see God as being that wise and strong and loving midwife. You see, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm agreeing with you. Yes, exactly.
Yes. You know, and, what you said, it just, I was like, wow, that just blew the socks off me, you know, because he empowered the midwives, the doctors, the nurses who attend to the women and the babies at birth. He gave them that being of being godlike in what they do, because in Psalm 71 that I read earlier, a portion of verse 6 says, upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. And you connected so well. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the words. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
And I will definitely, be in touch with you. So as we close, we all want to just point our hands to the north. Point our hands to the north and just praise God for tonight. Thank him for all that we've shared tonight, listened to tonight. We are in the body of Christ, and we just bless him for all the giftings that he placed in each one of us. And it's time now, as we share, we come to realize through learning what we have in us, the birth, that it can come into fruition as he has purposes to be. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight for your servant. We thank you, Lord, for all that she poured out tonight. Father God, as we pray right now, we pray, Lord, that we send up prayers for her to refill her, Lord, to keep her covered. Oh, Father God, pour more into her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you, Lord, for her family. We thank you, Lord, as she has come on, that she is the umbrella tonight for her family to guide them, to protect them, to lead them. We thank you, Father God, for the other speakers that will be coming on tonight, because as a family, we all will learn from one another. We will show that we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We will show, Lord, by coming on, that we are well knitted as you have proposed in our lives, that we purpose it to grow, and midwives will continue to arise. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to bless God once again for our guest speaker and to all of you that join us this evening. We say thank you for joining us. We have 5 more days to go, and we've just been blessed by the word that is coming forth. Thank you, Jane. We bless God for you. Thank you to everyone that's on. Join us tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. We will have Minister Carolyn on Washington. She's going to be on tomorrow evening. Have a wonderful and a blessed evening. God bless you. Thanks again for joining us.